surely welcome here. Hallelujah. Fill this atmosphere. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray that you do open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. You know, Jesus said in John 8:32, he said, "You shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free." He said in John 17:17, he said, "Sanctify them by the truth." All right, thy word is the truth. You know, matter of fact, in 2 Timothy 2:15, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, he said, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." God wants you to know the truth. Amen. And in our text today in Jeremiah, the pastors weren't doing their job. The prophets were prophesying lies. And God spoke to the people about the truth. Amen? And that's what God wants to talk to you and I about today. It's because it's the truth that will set us free. It's the truth that will heal us, mind, body, soul, and spirit. This is Healing Service Day. And God wants to heal everyone that's in the room. He doesn't want to leave anybody out. Amen? So look with me in Jeremiah chapter 23, and we're going to begin to read with verse number 24. The Word of God says, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said. They prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. You know, have you ever played that game where made a statement to this person, and you asked that person to tell it to that person, and 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 by the time it gets back to you, it's all twisted? Amen. And this is what happens with the Word of God, because people aren't studying and looking at the Word. They're listening to what this one said. This one took what they heard, and they're telling somebody what they heard. And then they're telling somebody what they heard. And they're telling somebody what they heard. And all of a sudden it becomes twisted and it comes out of context. And so he says, how long shall this be in thine heart of the prophets that they prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord." I want to focus your attention today where the Lord's leading us today on verse number 29. He says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Word Power. Word power, to enlighten, to influence, and to penetrate every heart and every life in the room. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration today? Repeat after me and say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do this day. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May Carl get out of your way. May I be an open vessel for your glory. Spirit, speak through me to this congregation. May the words that come forth out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Is not my word like as of a fire? Amen. The first I want to talk about a fire, I don't know if you've ever been around a flame, but a fire as a torch can be used to enlighten, to show you the way. So go with me to Psalms chapter 18. In this context in Psalms 18, we find that King David is running from King Saul. King Saul is trying to take King David's life. And in Psalms 18, verse number 27, the word of God says, "For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Okay? In other words, the fire of the Holy Ghost gives an enlightening in the outside. So his word is like a fire to enlighten. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, he says, "Behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall shine upon you and his glory shall be seen upon you." Jesus said for us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. In other words, there's the light of life. Amen. Jesus is the light of life. The light shined in darkness, and darkness didn't understand it or didn't comprehend it. In other words, God gives us the fire of the word within us to enlighten our way. Amen. We're not stumbling around walking in the dark. We're walking in the light of life. Amen. We don't have to go groping around wondering where we're to go and what step to take, because the steps of a good man has been ordered by the Lord and he finds delight in his way. Okay? So God's ordering our steps. He provides light to show us the way. Amen. I wish I had Barbara Judy. I had all kinds of songs for them to sing today, but they're sick, so keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. Look at me in Psalm and Job chapter 33. Job 33, verse number 27. We're talking about being enlightened. Verse 27 says, "He looketh upon men, if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with men, to bring back his soul from the pit and to enlighten with the light of the living." Amen. In other words, there's so many people right now that are, I believe there's cyber grace. What I'm calling cyber grace is, grace is everything's okay. There's no separation between light and darkness and God and Satan. And I'm telling you, there's a difference. You and I are called out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now we are the people of God, who at one time have not obtained mercy, but praise God, now we have obtained mercy. Amen. God wants to enlighten us. God wants us to see through his eyes. Amen. I'm no longer living. If Christ is now living in me, my eyes are his eyes. I'm seeing my portals as God's portals to the world. And your body is his portal. In other words, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is going to lighten your way. The Proverbs Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In other words, we're not just walking around aimlessly, not with direction or guidance. I want you to understand, so many times I hear people say, well, I just don't know what God wants me to do. You know what he wants you to do? He wants you to love the Lord with all your heart. He wants you not to be leaning to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him, and he's going to give you guidance and direction. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always as close as the call of his name. Amen. He wants to encourage you today. He wants you to know that he has plans for you, and his plans are for good and not for evil. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm a man with hope. Amen. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. How many in here have the Holy Ghost? Amen. If you're a child of God, you got the Holy Ghost. So when we're gathered together in this atmosphere, we ought to just give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, this is a Holy Ghost pepper rally. You know what this Holy Ghost pepper rally is about? Some people in this body right now are sick. Some people in this room need a miracle. Some people in this room need deliverance. Some people in this room need some provision. You know, and God loves everyone in the room, and he doesn't want to leave anybody out. And when you come in this room and you have a measure of faith, 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 and our measures come together, look out. In other words, you come together and we have a Holy Ghost explosion. It isn't about me. It isn't about you. It's about us together waiting on him. Amen. He's the one that's going to receive the glory and the honor and the praise. He wants us to know that, hey, he's given us the word as a fire. As a fire. Man. I'm sort of like the prophet Jeremiah at times. Jeremiah 20. He says, man, I didn't want to do it anymore, but the Holy Ghost was inside of me. There was a fire within me. I couldn't hold it back. You ever get to a place you just can't hold it back? Come on. Come on. If you haven't got to that place, say, Lord, set me on fire. Hallelujah. Don't worry about setting on fire. He ain't going to put a torch to you. Hey, man, this is a fire. This is an unquenchable fire. You know, matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 1, verse 17, hallelujah, he said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Amen? The word is like a fire, as a fire to enlighten our way. Amen. It's not only to enlighten us, but it's also to influence us. It's like that prophet Jeremiah was a fire on the inside. Amen. Amen. I am no longer under the influence of this world, but I am under the influence of Christ Jesus. Before Christ, I was under the influence of alcohol. I was under the influence of drugs. But the word of God says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now I'm under the influence of the Holy Ghost. I'm drunk and I'm not going to get a ticket for driving. Amen. Amen. Hey, man, I can get drunk. I can get happy. I can get happy in the Holy Ghost. You know, when I look at all this world and I look at all the trial, tribulation and all what this world is looking like, I could get to a place of depression. Hello? Has everybody looked out the window and saw how dire some situations are? But all I have to do is I have to open up the Word, and I see all the promises of Him. In Him are yes and amen. Amen. To the glory of God by us. In other words, I don't have to look at what the world says. I look at what, I drop the L, the love of the world out, the L out, and I go to the Word, and the Word brings life and brings it abundantly. Amen. He sent His Word and healed your disease. He is Lord, my healer. Amen. You know, Jesus, in Matthew chapter 3:11, when John the Baptist was talking about Jesus, he said that one mightier than him was coming, whose shoes he wasn't worthy to even lace, that he was going to baptize him with the Holy Ghost and with fire. 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 Amen. Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1. We're looking at fire, influence, under the influence. I'm sort of like a kid in a candy store. I can't hardly wait to get to the cashier to get out to get start eating my candy. And what I'm saying is I believe God's going to do some supernatural things in our presence today. And I try to get ahead of them because I can't hardly wait. Amen. How many believe that God's going to do something in them today? Let me see your hand. All right. I want to make sure we're all here. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom not having not seen ye love, and whom though you now ye see him not, yet believing you joy, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. You know, when I look at that word salvation means healed. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Say it with me. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Say, I am healed by Jesus. No other way. Doctors treat sickness, but Jesus heals sickness. Doctors treat sickness, God heals sickness. There's a difference between being treated for sickness or healed of sickness. Are you with me? Amen. Turn me to Ezekiel 37. We're talking about word power. Talk about that fire, the word to enlighten, to influence. In verse number 9 of Ezekiel 37, there was a valley that was full of dead bones. Was no life. And I guess if you looked in the natural, it wouldn't look like there was very much hope. I don't know if you, about you, but if you looked in the valley and you saw a bunch of skeletons laying there, and God said, prophesy to them, but Ezekiel, out of obedience, he did as he was commanded. And the word of God says in verse number 9, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. You know, it was kind of interesting. Last night, we had just a shifting in weather. You know, Friday, it was like 78, 79, 80 degrees. And last night, yesterday, the wind started blowing. And as the wind started blowing, it started chilling down. And we had high winds, and then all of a sudden, there was some snow that fell early in the morning. And when I got up this morning, it was kind of interesting because I was listening to the wind, and the Lord said, the wind's blowing. He said, the spirit of the wind's blowing. He said, there's a shifting that's taking place. Things are being moved. Things are being shifted. I'm going to speak some life over some dead things. Amen. He said to prophesy and call some things that aren't as though they were. Amen. In other words, by the word of God and by the power of God. So we're calling forth the four winds. The winds from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. And we're calling it to blow. We're calling it to blow on this house today. Although you might be going through something that you don't have the answer for. The adversary may have come in like a flood. But the Spirit of God is going to raise a standard on you for you today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Because you're here, I'm here, he's here. Amen? How about it? How about give God some praise? Amen? God's getting you in position. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God's getting you in position. God's getting us in position. We're not just here talking for the sake of talking. Amen? If it wasn't for the word, I could have just said, hey, let's pray for people. But the Lord said. The Lord said. He said there's the fire of the word. The fire of the word is to enlighten you. The fire of the word is to influence you from the inside. I want you to understand something with me today. Spiritual and Holy Ghost healing comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. So many times people are looking at the outward appearance and don't know what's taking place on the inside. God's work starts here and then manifests itself on the outside. Amen. Amen. He's in the healing business. He tells you and I in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, to put on the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Everything that we fight and everything we battle through is from the word of God. Amen. He said his word is like a fire, as a fire, and like a hammer that crushes the rock, that breaks the rock. Amen. In other words, he's here to penetrate hardness. Hardness. Sometimes because of offense and things that have happened to us, we put a shield around our heart. And God wants to break up that shield and that rock that's around our hearts. You know, look with me in Hosea chapter 10 a moment. I always thought of having one of those people behind me when I preach with the keyboard going, dum, dum, dum. Are y'all with me today? Everybody here? Amen. I want you to get a hold of this today in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. The word of God says to you and I and Hosea 10, 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness. I'm going to stop right there a minute. This word righteousness comes from the Hebrew word tadaka. It's spelled S-E-D-A-Q-A. S-E-D. But it's but it's pronounced tadaka, tadaka. And that means moral virtue. The definition of that righteousness is moral virtue in the Hebrew. So put your finger there and turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 for a moment. Verse number 3. The Word of God says this, according as His divine power have given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, add to giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, virtue, knowledge, and the knowledge, temperance, and the temperance, patience, and the patience, godliness, and the godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if we go back to Hosea chapter 10, the prophet Hosea says, sow to yourselves in righteousness or moral virtue. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. Break up that stony place around your heart. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. This word righteousness comes from a different Hebrew word. It's tzedek. It's spelled S-E-D-E-Q. It's pronounced tzedek, and that means prosperity. So here's what the Lord says. He says, sow to yourselves in moral virtue, and you'll reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains prosperity upon you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way and the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore, now, I ain't going there. Stay with the next two. That's going to lead me off to somewhere else I don't want to go today. So he says to you and I, if we sow to ourselves moral virtue, we'll reap with prosperity. Now he says to you and I, and 3 John, verse number 2, we're talking about prospering. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. What did we say? What did Jesus say in the beginning? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In other words, as the word of God goes forth, it accomplishes something in your spirit, man, and your soul, and then it manifests itself in your body. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God wants every soul in this room to prosper. You know, he says, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Thank Christ, thank Jesus, thank God for Christ Jesus that gave us mercy and grace, right? Amen. Thank God that it's his righteousness, not mine. My righteousness was like filthy rags, but I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In other words, he gave us this word like a fire to burn some things up. to burn to show the way, but also to burn within us. Amen? I don't know about you, but if you set brush on fire, there's a lot of things that disappear. Usually there's a controlled burning. Have you ever seen a controlled burning? Amen? What they're burning is what they need to get rid of, and that's what God wants to do in our hearts and lives. He wants us to have a controlled burning. He wants the fire of the Word to become live. He sent His Word to heal us. Amen? Amen? How many have seen people that weren't healed? How many have seen people that were healed? How many know that everyone in this room has been healed one time or another? Amen. How many know that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? The same God that healed you yesterday will heal you today. Amen. So in closing, what is God saying to us through His Word today? You know, in Matthew 13, Jesus said there's types of soil. You know, there's the wayside soil. Amen. Where the Word doesn't get root. There's the stony soil where it's there for a time and doesn't have deep roots. And then there's the thorny soil. So you get choked with the cares and riches of this world. In closing today, God says He sent His Word as like a fire and like a hammer that crushes the rocks. Amen. He sent His Word for three purposes today, to enlighten us, to influence us, and to penetrate our hearts and our lives. Bow your heads and close your eyes with me a moment. First off, He says, so many times the adversary brings lies and deceit. And God said through His Word today that you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if you're here today and you're battling something in your life, maybe it's some type of addiction. Maybe it's something that you need help to overcome. He said He sent His Word here today to heal you. And if that is you, would you just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, there's things in my life that I know that aren't right with the Lord, and I want to make them right today. Is there anyone at all? You know, I would have to come running because I haven't arrived yet. Is there any besides me that will say with me, Pastor, I haven't arrived yet? I see hands all over the place. See, that's what we're here for. We're not here to judge anyone. God didn't call us to judge one another, but to love one another. He says today, I wish above all things that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. So the Lord spoke to me before we go for laying hands on the sick to recover. Can we just raise our hands in the body today and ask the Lord to forgive us our iniquities? Father, I ask you today, Father God, I ask you today to forgive me, Father God, my sins and my iniquities, Father God. Those things that I did that were not pleasing to you, whether by purpose or unpurposed, it doesn't matter, Father God. I stand before you or sit before you today asking you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Today is Healing Sunday, and God wants to heal bodies today. And if you're here today and you need healing in your body, I ask for you to come. I thought we were saying, I am the Lord that healeth thee.